CDC, drug overdoses reach record high under Joe Biden. By Wendell Hasebo on November 17, 2021. Drug overdoses have reached a record high under President Joe Biden's presidency. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, indicated Wednesday. The CDC's data revealed over 100,000 people died from drug-related deaths in just 12 months from April 2020 through April of 2021, a 29% increase from the last reported 12 months. It's telling us that 2021 looks like it will be worse than 2020. Mortality Statistics Branch Chief from the CDC Robert Anderson told the Wall Street Journal. The drug-related deaths have been fueled by fentanyl. In 2020, fatal fentanyl overdoses reached a record of nearly 93,330, the journal reported. The numbers have increased since 2014 when about 50,000 people died from the drug. What we're seeing are the effects of these patterns of crisis and the appearance of more dangerous drugs at much lower prices, director of the National Institute on Drug Abuse, Dr. Nora Volkoff, said. Volkoff told CNN, in a crisis of this magnitude, those already taking drugs may take higher amounts and those in recovery may relapse. The Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA, in 2020 produced a study that revealed China remains the primary source of fentanyl and fentanyl-related substances. Seizures of fentanyl sourced from China average less than 1 kilogram in weight, and often test above 90% concentration of pure fentanyl, the study said. The study also indicated Mexican cartels are a factor in fentanyl reaching American cities from China. Mexican, transnational cartels and border security. TCOs are likely poised to take a larger role in both the production and the supply of fentanyl and fentanyl-containing illicit pills to the United States, especially if China's proposed regulations and enforcement protocols are implemented effectively. Policies towards both China and Mexico have softened since Biden took office. Biden has stopped much of the construction of the border wall, ended the Remain in Mexico policy, and allowed human traffickers and drug smugglers to conduct business on the southern border. Biden's policies towards China have largely ignored China's drug infiltration into the United States, instead focusing on climate change while thawing icy relations from the horrific 2020 pandemic. China likely spies Biden as a weak president. Just on Tuesday, the head of the Chinese Communist Party Xi Jinping trolled Biden, calling him his old friend after Biden had denied he and Xi were old friends. "Let's get something straight, we know each other well, we're not old friends," Biden said this summer. "It's just pure business." Yet Biden has bragged just how well he knows the communist leader. "I had 24 to 25 hours of private meetings with him when I was vice president, traveled 17,000 miles with him. I know him pretty well," he said on February 16. Just a few days earlier, Biden told CBS that he had spent more time with Xi Jinping than any world leader has. "I traveled 17,000 miles with him, the president of China. We traveled around the world together, in the United States and China." Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo.